Terry for breakfast on Triple M. Always great to go around the town to catch up with the Shire of Mount Marshall. On the line is Coordinator of Community Development, Beck Watson. How you doing?
Morning, Terry.
And finals are all wrapped up for the year, footy, netball and hockey.
They have another successful years of the winter sports here in the Central Wheatbelt. So, yeah, congratulations to those teams that took home the flags.
Well done to Kalani in the footy, also Muckambuddin and taking out the double in the netball and the hockey. Now we're into spring and been very popular the last few weeks, the Beacon Wildflower Tours.
Oh, it's a great tour to get on, Terry. They're guided wildflower bus tours. So you get the local knowledge and the local tour guides that take you out to enjoy the wildflowers, the Nama holes, and yeah, a few that get to learn about the history and all sorts of different elements of Beacon, from their flora and fauna and their heritage.
And some discounts, I believe, there as well, if people go on these tours.
There are. So the bus takes you to three or four different spots. You also get lunch and morning tea provided, and it's $30 for a ticket for the wildflower tours. But they do have a special deal going this year that if you book your dinner at the local country club for that evening, you get a $20 meal. So that'll be a discounted price on their normal prices. So that's a good one to look out for. They do great meals up there at the Beacon Country Club. And then they're also on the 26th of September, which is the public holiday long weekend. There is a special tour that's been organised. It will run a little bit shorter, and then it'll be followed by a painting workshop delivered by Kay Munn's Art Life. Kerry is a past resident of Beacon, coming back to run these workshops. And it'll bring, learn some new painting skills, and then what way to finish the day than a nice meal at the Beacon Country Club.
So a shorter day there on 26th of September, so that's the Queen's birthday holiday. You can book online at the website, trybooking.com/BYOJP, or call the Beacon CRC on 9686 1014. So you fancy yourself as a bit of a painter there, Beck?
No, I enjoy it, but I wouldn't put myself in the artistic category.
You're a supporter from the sidelines. You enjoy the optics.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so that's a great workshop coming up with Kay Munn's Art Life, and also coming up on the 15th of September, there's a digital workshop happening at the Beacon Community Resource Centre.
There is. So this is just for beginners, general use of your phones, tablets, computers, that sort of thing. So if you've wanting to move into the land of technology and are feeling like you need some help in that area, then this is the course for you. And you can just ring the Beacon CRC or call them 9686 1014 and they'll be able to let you know. It's a free course. So, yeah, great to help those people out that are wanting to learn more about the digital world.
Fantastic digital workshop coming up there on the 15th of September. And how are the Everlastings looking out that way?
Oh, they've really come out in the last couple of weeks, Terry. It's beautiful carpets are starting to appear throughout the reserves. The orchids are out, the wattles. And, yeah, it's looking really great. The caravans are starting to roll through. So welcome to Mount Marshall when you get here, and make sure you pop into our local resource centres to find out some of the great places to see, eat, shop, and interact with the locals.
Now, Beck, I was listening to a bit of the coverage last weekend on Dartfish. You were doing a bit of the CWHL Grand Final.
I did put my hand up to commentate the ladies' hockey. Was a great game. Maka got over the line, and yeah, quite happy next year to be playing rather than commentating, I think.
Good luck for season 2023. All right, Rebecca Watson, Coordinator of Community Development there at the Shire Mount Marshall. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks, Terry.